The following program is sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.
Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermot E. Lavelle.
Dear Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. Today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, and you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for sending your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. We thank you, Lord, that our names are written down in the book of life. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you for the healing anointing. We thank you for the anointing for deliverance and healing and restoration being released in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you, Lord God, for releasing that anointing to heal every form of cancer, every form of leukemia being healed, releasing your healing flow, your healing anointing right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for those tumors being dissolved, every tumor on the left side of the brain being dissolved right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for that tumor in the abdomen being dissolved. Be gone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I bind that spirit of drug addiction in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break your power. I break your authority over the life of this man and over this woman right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cocaine addiction. I break his power. I break its authority right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of alcoholism. I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I strip you of your power and your authority. Release that person and let them go right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I come against that spirit of nicotine. Every person struggling with it, the spirit of nicotine addiction, I break its power. I break its authority now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for healing liver cancer. God, I thank you for that liver cancer being healed right now. I decree it and declare it being healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for doing that right now. Pancreatic cancer is being healed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for healing pancreatic cancer right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Father, I pray for these grieving families that have lost loved ones, God. I pray that I speak peace over them, Lord God. I speak peace and grace over their lives, Lord God. Send your ministering angels to minister to them, Lord God, to strengthen them and to comfort their hearts in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for those women that are barren, that their wombs have been shut up. God, I ask that you would open their womb, that they would be able to bear seed, that they will be able to bring forth healthy children in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for doing that right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for healing people that are suffering with migraine headaches. Migraine headaches. I thank you, Lord God, for healing migraine headaches right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you for healing asthma. I thank you for the asthma being healed. Normal breathing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for those families that need the financial breakthrough. God, release the money. Lord, release the money in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I pray for that church that has their need for their own building. I thank you, Lord God, for providing the resources that you would give them favor, that the building would be given to them and that the money will be provided to refurbish the building so that they can be about your business. And God, I thank you for doing that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for those marriages that are on the verge of divorce. Father, I ask in Jesus' mighty name that you would bring reconciliation, that you would bring healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for all of those people out there that are suffering from a spirit of loneliness and rejection. God, I pray that you would impart your love to them and that you reveal yourself to them as never before, that they would not feel lonely, they would not feel rejected. but they would walk in peace. They would walk in joy. As I bind that spirit of suicide, I come against you, and the power and your authority is broken. I cancel your assignment. You will not steal the life of that young child. You will not steal the life of that young man. You will not steal the life of that young woman. You will not do it. You will not do it. Your authority and power is broken. Your assignment is now canceled in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I speak life. I speak life. I speak life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I come against that spirit of mental illness, that spirit of mind control. I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your power and your authority is broken. I cast off the cords of confusion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I speak peace, and I plead the blood of Jesus over their minds in the name of the Lord, that they will see clearly, that they will think clearly. Lord, remove the fog and remove the veil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for this word that is coming forth. I thank you, Lord God, that our hearts will be open to hear and to receive this word as never before. And I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. What a blessing it is to share the word of God with you. Amen. I'm just glad that I have the opportunity, you know, every time that God allows me and gives me favor to be on the airwaves to talk about His word. You know, it's a privilege, it's an honor. And I just thank God for that. I just thank God that He has allowed me the opportunity, amen, to share the word of God with you here, you know, in the Pacific Northwest and in Denver, Colorado. What a blessing it is to be on the airwaves. Saints, we're living in some very, very perilous times, and God is calling us to separate ourselves from the spirit of the world and to take time to abide in His presence and to be in the secret place. Oh, to the first time listeners, God bless you. Before I get started, amen. Welcome to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. Amen. If you struggle with something, I say this prayer. Get on your knees and ask God to show it to you. It's my desire to see every believer walking in the fullness and the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit. You know, God has commissioned us to go out and to proclaim the gospel to those that don't know Him. He's commissioned us to lay hands on the sick. He's commissioned us to cast out devils. He's commissioned us to make an influence in the marketplace and wherever we might be, so that we are witnesses for Him, that people would know that there's something different about us in this world that we're living in, that it's the perilous times. Prophetically, we're living in the last days. We are living in the last times, and we have to be about the Father's business. There need to be an urgency to get into that place and to get into that place of fellowship with Him, so that you can hear His voice, that God can speak to you and God can give you direction. Some of you have been contemplating making a move, and God's going to go before you and make the crooked path straight. Some of you, God is going to be moving you to different cities, different states, in different places, because He has a plan and a purpose for you there, and things are going to open up for you. There are some people you've been doubting whether or not is this the right thing to do, but God is with you. God is going to go before you. God's going to make the crooked path straight. There's going to be a stream of revenue that's going to be released into your lives, financial blessings and abundance and favor. Some of you, God is going to move you to new places and new locations, because there's a divine appointment waiting for you, waiting for you. There are some souls that God is going to use you to minister to. Glory to God. There's somebody that's listening right now. You know, you're in the medical profession, and God has been moving on you to do some things, and you know what they are. And God has said, go, 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 and get it done. Hallelujah. Some of you, God is commissioning you to write books, but you've not written them. You've been slothful in writing those books. Start writing. Be obedient to the Spirit of God. Those books are going to be a blessing, and they're going to minister to many people as you are obedient to picking up that pen or getting on that computer, and as you begin to write, God is going to bless you for doing that. Hallelujah. Some of you are contemplating a job change. You know, I need a new job. Go and apply. Go and apply and trust God for the outcome. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you for that. Amen, saints. So anyway, all right, somebody needed to hear that. We've been teaching in this series about how to abide in Jesus Christ, realizing the fact that we're called to abide in Him. You know, Jesus said in John 15:7, He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Realizing the fact that the purpose of the abiding is to build that relationship with you. God desires to have a relationship with you. God loves you. The Lord Jesus Christ, He loves you. The Holy Spirit loves you. And God wants to reveal Himself to you as never before, as we were talking about. And we left off in John 14 and in Deuteronomy chapter 22. We were talking about the fact that many believers fail to abide in Him because we lack the commitment. We don't have the commitment We don't have that desire to serve him. And realizing the fact, saints, that abiding in Christ means to have an unbroken fellowship with the one who gave his life for us. I was talking about this last week, to where we've lost focus on what Jesus did for us on the cross at Calvary, of the sacrifice that he made for us, that when he laid down his life, Jesus died that we might live. And he has called us to live an abundant life. Even in the midst of trials and circumstances, we can still walk in the peace and the joy of the Lord, because we know the God that we're serving. There's no problem. There's no circumstance that's too hard for God. And because God is calling us into that place, it is in that place that we can be equipped. We can be refreshed. We can be restored. We can be healed. We can be delivered and set free, because we are abiding in his presence. When the presence of God comes in, sickness has to flee. Demons have to flee. Oppression has to flee. Oh, my God. And just realizing, it tells us in the epistle, says, for this purpose, 1 John 3, it said, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came to bring deliverance. Jesus came to bring healing. Jesus came to bring restoration. And we have been commissioned to follow in his footsteps, to walk as he walked. We've been commissioned to do even greater things. But because of the man-centered gospel that has been preached, and we've been told, well, it doesn't take all of that, and you don't have to do this, and you don't have to do that, you know, just show up to church every now and then. No, this is 24/7, 7/24. Many of us, our love for Christ has grown cold, because we've been caught up with the spirit of the world. We've been caught up with the spirit of the world. And as a result of that, we are not walking in that fellowship, in that covenant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. God desires for us to be in a covenant relationship with him. God longs to reveal himself to you. As I was reading that last week in John 14, go with me to John 14, because some of you that are listening for the very first time, you know, some of you probably have never even read it, have never even saw it, or you might have read it, but it didn't really take root. Oh, you're listening to Straight From His Word. Saints, y'all be praying for me. You know, I just love everybody. I just want the people to experience the presence and the power of God. I'm just a little country boy from Oklahoma. That's all, saints. Jesus said, glory to God. First of all, in John 14, verse 15, says, if you love me, keep my commandments. John chapter 14, verse 15. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him, knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. He says, a little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. And at that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Saints, this is all about relationship. This is all about covenant. This is all about unity. In verse 21, I tell you to highlight this in his Bible, and I want you to marinate on this and get this in your spirit. He who has my commandments and keeps them is he who loves me. Oh, I love this. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself. Jesus said, if you love me, I'm going to manifest myself to you. If you keep my commandments, I'm going to manifest myself to you. You're going to know who I am. You're going to know my voice. You're going to know what it means to dwell in my presence. And then Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus said to them, if anyone loves me, this is how you know whether or not you love God. He will, not maybe, not might, he will keep my word. Simple. That's it right there. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He says, if you love me, here's what's going to happen. If you obey my word, you keep it, you treasure it, we're going to manifest ourselves to you. We're going to make our dwelling among you. Our presence is going to be in your home. Our presence is going to be in your marriage. Our presence is going to be upon your children. Our presence will be on your job. It will be on your business. It will be in whatever God has called you to do. We will be with you wherever you go. Why? Because you love him. Why? Because you paid the price. Why? Because you surrendered your heart to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. You have entered into that covenant. And as I was telling you last week, many professed Christians fail to understand commitment. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, saints, we are making a vow. It is a covenant that is in a marriage to be totally committed to him. We take our commitment to serve Jesus Christ. We take it so lightly because we've been preached a faulty gospel and they've told us, well, it don't take all of that. It don't take all of that prayer. It don't take all of that reading the word of God. It don't take all. You don't have to go to church on Sundays. You don't have to go to Bible studies. You don't have to go to the men's meetings. You don't have to do all of these things. You know, now, there are some that are listening. You have home churches. And you have daily fellowship, Bible study, and reading the Word of God, because a lot of the stuff that's going on in these buildings, a lot of it, that's not even God. It's not even the Holy Spirit. It's all based on hype, no power. People are fed up. There are people out there that are hungry for God's presence. They're hungry for God's Word. And they're meeting in homes. They're meeting in schools. They're meeting to where they can come together without all of the ecclesiastical stuff that goes on and experience true, pure worship because they have a heart and a desire to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when you truly understand that, when you say, Lord, come into my life, I renounce the spirit of the world. I renounce the kingdom of darkness. I renounce Satan. And Jesus, I want you to be Lord of my life. You're making a vow. You're entering into a covenant. It tells us in Deuteronomy 23, verse 21 says, when you make a vow to the Lord your God, you shall not delay to pay it, for the Lord your God will surely require it of you, and it would be a sin to you. But if you abstain from vowing, it shall not be a sin to you. That which is gone from your lips, you shall keep and perform, for you voluntarily vow to the Lord your God what you have promised with your mouth. That's in Deuteronomy 23 verses 21 through 23. It talks about vows and making a vow to the Lord. When you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, and when you stood before him and you were convicted of your sin and you said, Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. And Lord, this day I make a declaration that I give you my life. I surrender my all to you. I want you to come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. You have now entered into a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ. You are now in a place to where God is calling you to be with him in communion, in fellowship, just like in a marriage relationship. When a husband and wife, when they get married and they go to the honeymoon, they come together, they become one. You know, when you read and you study in the Gospel of John, he talks about becoming one, being one with him. Being in a relationship with him, that as you move, he moves. As he moves, you move. As the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you, you're walking and following in his footsteps. But you are enjoying that sweet presence of the Holy Spirit. You are embracing who he is and all of his splendor, all of his majesty, to where you get to the place to where you have such a longing and a desire just to be with him. There are times where you have to just shut off from the spirit of the world and say, Lord, it's just me and you, God, and you and me. It is in that secret place to where you learn to hear his voice. It is in the secret place that his presence becomes so real in your life that you can recognize that he's with you, even in the midst of trials and tribulations and whatever you're going through, because you have spent that time in his presence. And we need to get to the place in the body of Christ as believers to where we delight to be in his presence. That was something that David had. David had a longing to be in the presence of God. David had a desire to know him. David had a desire and a hunger to seek God's face. In Psalm 42, go with me, saints, to Psalm 42. And this was a yearning for God in the midst of distress. It says, as in verse 1, says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul, my mind, my emotions, my will, thirst for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? He says, God, where are you? Some of you are in a backslidden condition. Some of you that are listening, you're not able to sense the presence of God in your lives, and the Spirit of God is calling you to come back into fellowship with Him. Some of you have unconfessed sin in your lives, and you need to confess it. Because He says, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Some of you are not able to experience the presence of God and the peace of God because you're walking in rebellion, you're walking in disobedience, and you need to repent and say, Lord, forgive me for being rebellious. God, forgive me for being disobedient. Some of you are harboring unforgiveness and bitterness toward those who have rejected you, those who have hurt you, those who have lied on you, those who have betrayed you. Some of you are in a marriage relationship where your spouse has cheated and been unfaithful, and you have a spirit of unforgiveness and bitterness. You need to let go. Let it go. Let it go. Some of you, your father or your mother, they abandoned you. They rejected you, and you've never been able to come to grips and terms with that, and you hold that against them. Forgive them and let it go. Let it go. Because when you let it go, the peace of God is going to come back into your lives. Some of you are walking around with shame and guilt because you've done things. You've done things that you are so ashamed of. Some of you are guilty about things that happened and took place, and you weren't even responsible for it. But you've allowed the enemy to put the spirit of shame and guilt on you, and you're not walking in peace. The Spirit of God desires to deliver you and to set you free from it. And what you have to do is say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for giving place to this. And Lord, I release this. Lord, I forgive my mother. I forgive my father for rejecting and abandoning me. I forgive my brother, sister for lying on me. I forgive my neighbor for sleeping with my spouse. I forgive my best friend for sleeping with my spouse. I forgive that boss that fired me from the job. God, I forgive them. Let it go. Let it go. And when you let it go, the peace and the grace of God is going to flood your life like never before. And you're going to experience an outpouring of His presence as never before. And once you do that, then you're now opening yourself up to receive all that the Holy Spirit wants to do with you. And it is in that place of abiding to where the Spirit of God can show you these things and expose these areas in your life that are hindering you from walking in a closer relationship with Him. God loves you. God wants to have a relationship with you. God wants to reveal Himself to you. God wants to open up things to you. He wants to give you clarity. He wants to give you wisdom. He wants to give you direction. Some of you, because you're in a backslidden condition, you know, you don't like to pray. You don't like to read the Word of God. I pray against that, and I break that over you right now in the name of Jesus, that you will begin to have a greater zeal and a greater desire to read His Word, to be in His presence as never before. We serve a God of healing. We serve a God of deliverance. We serve a God of restoration. We serve a God of life, and I speak life to each and every person that is in a backslidden condition. I speak life. I bind that spirit of oppression. I break it over your life right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you begin to walk in His presence, experience His presence, experience His power, that He would impart a greater desire for you to read His Word as never before. Then as you begin to read His Word, that His Word would be opened up to you as never before. Because God loves you, and God desires to reveal Himself to you in a greater measure. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. I need your support. Be praying for the peace of Jerusalem, because the Bible commands us to do so. And know that Jesus Christ is Lord and His return imminent. Know that I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight from His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, their address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com.
Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle.
The preceding program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministry.